Kendall McIntyre is going to talk about how it was put in Stable. So, everything.
Well, really, I'm just trying to run a meeting about how we improve hardware support in WWE Stable. Yeah, I think it's turned on. I said not to do it in the end.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. So if you install a Stable today on a new laptop or desktop system, you probably won't get any wire support, and you probably won't get accelerated graphics. You just have the Xvisa driver, which is pretty poor, really. You're then going to have to install, you can kind of have the back port and install a kernel from there, or get an Stable or something like that. And the Debian installer doesn't, at least now, even have an option to enable that port and get a kernel from there. So that's not really a good, not really a good experience. We're not going to get many people using Stable without many sort of non-expert users getting Stable. So we need to improve this. We do currently manage to backport some drivers in Stable updates, but this is not. This doesn't seem to be. Well, this is very difficult for Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So Wi-Fi and graphics. Those subsystems of the kernel tend to change quite a lot, and so you can't just take one driver. Or you possibly could if you're already next driving those in those subsystems and know how to do it, but it's it's very difficult. Now there is this compact drivers project that tries to do that, backport everything, or pretty much everything. From the current version of Linux to so that they can be used with any base build version. Could we use that? I don't know. There's a real there's a risk if you take all these drivers from say Linux 3.10, that there are going to be regressions. And of course, the whole point of using Debian Stable is it doesn't change too much, and so you don't get regressions. How are we going to square? How do we square supporting the new hardware with avoiding regressions? I don't know. There are several options possible. So I'd like to throw it open to people to comment on what's I think.
So I'm still doing work from home, I'll start.
Can we just... what about just using newer kernels, which do exist, and we can simply make available relatively easily? Are you not trying to backport things?
Mm-hmm.
Just use a newer one, because the kernel's quite well partitioned from the rest of the system, so you can generally expect stuff to work if you've just upgraded the kernel, can't you?
Mostly, but there are always regressions.
We don't have the kind of testing resources available that we could. I don't think we do that. We could reasonably say.
But there's a way to go.
3.10 into reason now.
Okay, so you want to consider how you deal with backporting stuff as opposed to just saying if you've got new hardware, you need a new kernel.
No, well, that is an option. But we would then need to make it easier for people to install that, keep it up to date, keep security supported.
I know for the GPU drivers, a bunch of distributions have had success with basically just taking the whole DRM/directory. Copying it over, and then you cherry pick a couple of other patches. Like there was one core change in 3.10 or so for the new Mutex type. And that seems like a potential middle ground between let's update the whole kernel in our stable tree, instead, well, let's just pull all the new graphics driver stuff because we have no idea which pieces we need and which pieces we don't need, because we probably need all of it for a better graphics support. You know, would that be an acceptable solution?
Well, it might be, but then we'd have to be very careful to avoid regressions in support for the chips that are already supported. We might be able to do that, but we would need to have some kind of we would need to make a real big effort to make sure that users do test these and we catch most of those regressions before updating stable. The risk is that you get if you say please test this, see if it works, that you get most of the feedback from people whose chips weren't supported, and they say, great, my chip is now supported, it works fine. But you don't get it from the people who are already successful using the current version.
And we always have regressions.
Sorry?
We always have regressions.
We do, yes.
One solution... I'm Eric Anholt from the Intel graphics driver team. So one solution we've been talking about implementing in the user space side of the graphics driver is, you know, there's this conflict between we really want to be able to get the current version of our driver for the new chipsets into old versions of distributions, but no distribution wants to take the new driver because, yeah, you know, you broke the old generation on some application and you're not getting around to fixing it yet. So one of the ideas we had was, okay, let's take the libgl loader, the loader of the graphics driver, have it look at the PCIe of your chipset and decide which file to open based on that.
Yeah.
And then you could have, you know, Debian could choose to have the current generation of chipsets load the current version of the driver that already supports them, and then when newer chipsets come along later, you would just update to say, oh yeah, and all these new chipsets load this new driver off to the side that was built using a newer version of Mesa, and then you don't have regressions because otherwise it didn't work at all.
Yeah. Actually, I never understood why i915, that those drivers haven't been split so that the refactoring to support new chips has no effect on...
We actually did just split off the remainder of the 915 code from 965. We used to have a big pile of shared code, about 15,000 lines. We split that into, it's down to 10,000 lines
between the two after deleting a bunch on both sides. So it was a big increase in code we would have to maintain. We're talking about an addition of, I think it was 5 or 10,000 lines of code to maintain for us. But now when we modify the new driver, we don't have to break the old one.
Right.
In Mesa, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we talk constantly about, well, you know, is there another split we want to do? But the question is always which generation, because matter what, you're going to end up duplicating, you know, tens of thousands of lines of code.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once we do that, basically you wouldn't end up fixing anything on older drivers. And we do have contributors.
Because...
We have contributors improving older drivers currently, which is pretty cool. Like being able to run new applications on your old Iron Lake system from 3 years ago now. You know, that's neat that we're doing that in open source software, I think. And I think we want to make that possible. But yeah, for a stable distribution, I think you want to avoid pulling in those newer feature updates.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, is matching based on PCIe going to be enough for people to say, yeah, we could pull in new Mesa for new chipsets and keep the old stuff for the old stuff?
If you can make that work, yeah. I don't know how that would work in the kernel level, how you deal with having two i915 drivers.
The worst part for the kernel is not going to be the 915 driver, which you could presumably, you know, do some sed job to subset all your symbols, but there's also the shared DRM core, which is additionally these days doing communication between the different DRM drivers. I don't think you could do that split in the same way in the kernel.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't that imply two user space Mesa versions installed if you're going to choose pick at runtime?
So you would have Mesa 9.1 you know, today with the Intel up to Ivy Bridge driver and the Radeon drivers and the Nuvo drivers, and then, you know, Stable would also end up with Mesa 9.2 for Bay Trail, the next platform that's coming out that we're still building the code for. You know?
So does anyone know whether we already packaged Mesa so you can install more than one version or not?
So the, I don't know how that would get managed from the like Git package version control side of things, but in terms of the installed files, it's just these dri.so file names, and all we would, what we need to do is add this code for having the loader look at your PCI ID and decide a different name based on that. So that's my job.
Okay. We didn't really get an answer there about how we would deal with the DRM core changes there.
I've got nothing on that one.
Yeah.
With newer network cards, how dangerous is that to get with compatibility issues? Is porting new NIC drivers less dangerous as video drivers?
That seems to be easier because there aren't so many changes in the network driver API. And since that's my day job, is maintaining a network driver, I know all about the gotchas for back and forth compatibility there. So that's... I won't say that Wheezy is up to date with Ethernet drive support, but that's something I can think is easier to support, easier to do.
Okay, thank you.
So the compat drivers. The compact drivers project does cover some Ethernet drivers, I think. I'm not sure exactly which. What have we got there? It's hard to see. No, I don't have a list. So could we perhaps have compat drivers as an optional, as an extra separate package? And how could that work?
What does compat drivers actually look like? I mean, what it's...
So it's a package of the it's got the newer drivers with some compatibility code so that they can build against an older kernel headers. So you would build those out of tree. Well, that's how it's meant to work. So if we were to package that would... I suppose those driver modules will get installed into the updates directory, and thus they would override the drivers that was part of the Linux image package.
Tried using this. It sounds plausible to me, but
and you'd need to have the I suppose you'd need to have the installer work out that if you have such and such PCI IDs present, I guess you'd need to have Discover know that with these PCI IDs you'll need compat drivers.
Well, someone volunteering to do that? Give it a go.
Would that mean having a new compat driver package at each point release, and then
yes, so yes,
would you update people to who installed with one version of compat drivers to the new one and then the next?
I suppose so. Yeah. So obviously there's a potential for regression
the
there.
Regression potential. Yes. As updating to a new kernel entirely.
But there's no regression for people who didn't need it in the first place, so I don't know. It's certainly no worse than what they would have at the moment, which is they would have the option to install a new kernel from backports, and then if they want any security support, they have to keep updating that as well, or anything close to security support, because of course backports doesn't have real security support, or well, it has a little. But.
So would you get one massive compat modules package, or do you get kind of compat SCSI and compat net and compat blah like?
It hasn't been. No one's attempted to package this yet. Right. Potentially, you could do that.
So I guess that would give you some specificity if you just had the compat SCSI or whatever.
Mm.
Eat the mic. Oh, right, okay. Come on, speak up. How are we going to do this?
Or raise your hand and then wait for the mic. Any bright ideas?
None brighter than the one you've already had, it seems. So we just need someone to volunteer to try it.
Oh well, then I suppose I'll have a go at packaging compat drivers. And,
looks like it. Right, we'll go to the bar.
Yep. That was quick.